This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
While U.S. milk production has exceeded the previous year's output for the 49th consecutive month, milk prices are heading in the other direction. USDA analyst Kerry Latowski says 2018 could be yet another year of falling incomes for all farmers, not just dairy.
We are forecasting farm income to decline. Net cash farm income is forecast to be down about 5%, while net farm income, a broader measure of income, which includes non-cash items as well as cash items, is expected to decline almost 7%.
Meanwhile, resources are available for dairy producers as the government is working out a federal safety net. There are also educational resources available for dairy farmers hoping to thrive when prices are low. And that's a good segue for the Dairying to Thrive Business Conference scheduled next month in Madison, Wisconsin. And joining us is Shelley Meyer, PDPW's Executive Director. And Shelley, PDPW's been very busy putting together a very impressive conference.
We have been working on the PDPW 2018 Business Conference for over a year. We started planning, and we have a very interesting 2 days of dynamic programming ready to share with our fellow producers.
We were talking earlier about how busy dairy farmers are, and with these low milk prices and the kind of gloomy short-term forecast, this may be a perfect break from it all. Just a couple of days, maybe a respite where you can learn something and network.
All of us that are in the dairy business, we're in it for the long haul, and it's been a real challenging, long pull. But the question that I have, when you've got 2 days, the best resources on what's coming ahead as far as the trends, what's happening, how to manage it, insights on feeding your cows and efficiency, working with people, just really honing your business skills to be better at what we do. Can you afford not to be at a meeting like this when 2 days you can touch 40 resources? You can take home a whole bunch of new ideas and tools that you can utilize to manage through these difficult times. And if you're a dairyman that's been in the business one generation, two, three, four, five, six, seven, which is not uncommon with the thousands of people that we'll connect with in a year's time, we've been through these tough times before. We will get through this tough time again. But getting away from your business, giving your mind the opportunity to get a little bit of a break from the day-to-day and fill it up with new ideas is exactly what we need to do when we have this opportunity.
A lot of great resources to take in during this two-day conference and a lot of great networking. And as we were discussing before, this could be life-changing for some out there.
You know, there is a lot packed into 2 days, and what we try to really do is bring all these resources, and you can go and self-feed. It's like a smorgasbord of training and sessions that are going on throughout the 2 days. You can step into numerous specialty sessions and glean insights. Our keynotes this year have been specially selected. Our theme is Daring to Thrive, and our keynote speakers that we have to provide perspective and some inspiration are not folks that have gleaned their insights from deciding they want to swim the seas or climb tall mountains or life-changing things like that. They're folks that have found the opportunity to thrive after major obstacles that have been taken their way. And the first keynote speaker that I'm most excited about is John O'Leary. As a young man, he wasn't expected to survive after being burnt over almost his entire body as a 7-year-old. He is probably one of the most inspiring people that I've heard in the last 10 years. His story is real. He connects with dairy farmers. It'll resonate through his message, and he gives us tools and things to really refresh our thinking. The other keynote is Liz Murray, and Liz is a very inspiring story. You can read up on it, from homeless to Harvard. And Liz's story reminds us how important it is to mentor one another, the impact that the difference that education can make in one's life, and also giving us the perspective while we can carry around our problems or we can move on with life, we make that choice. So this conference has a drip of a little bit of everything, from all the information that we really could reach our arms around to bring back to fellow dairy farmers, to light entertainment. We'll have the Soggy Prairie Boys there for some music, opportunity to network with your friends that you may not have seen for a year or two. And certainly you can load up the whole pickup truck with all the information and ideas that you can take back that will help us get our hands around what's happening in our economy and manage our businesses in this time in the dairy industry.
That's PDPW Executive Director Shelley Meyer. More details at pdpw.org. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.